Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Lisa and I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to share on a step one question today. How did our drinking affect other people? If you'd asked me that question before I got sober, I would have told you that my drinking wasn't affecting anyone. I can clearly remember telling my husband when he'd asked me to stop. But why, you know, I'm not hurting anyone. But by the end of my drinking, I knew I was affecting my loved ones. And by the time I got sober, I realised just how much. My behaviour when drinking was highly embarrassing to everyone around me, not to mention myself. My husband was sick and tired of me. My children were embarrassed constantly when I'd rock up to school drunk, or whenever they had their friends over, I was always drunk. I found a diary in my daughter's room full of entries about my drinking, saying, "Why won't she stop? I hate it when she drinks. Why won't she stop for us?" The power of this disease, I tell you, it's the hold it had over me was beyond anything I've ever experienced. By the end of my drinking, I thought the only way out was suicide. And I truly believed that my family would be grateful if I was no longer here, because I wouldn't be such a burden anymore. I wouldn't be so embarrassing. And they could go and live their life with some peace without me in it. Of course, that wasn't true. But I put it before my children, I put it before my husband. And there was a lot of repairing to do when I finally did get sober and I lost that obsession to drink. But today, through the grace of God and this wonderful program in AA, I have a wonderful relationship with my family again. My kids have their mum back. My husband has his wife back. I'm now a reliable grandparent. And my daughter has told me, had I still been drinking, I would not have a relationship with my grandchild. My elderly parents have their daughter back, you know, and they can call on me for help, and I'm there. All of this and so much more has been given to me in sobriety through this wonderful 12-step program and the grace of my higher power. And you can't put a price on that. And I am forever grateful to Alcoholics Anonymous and all the wonderful people in it. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.